From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. It's World Series time, and we're going to hear now from a city that's headed to the championship, and first from the city that had to take its ball and go home. Last night, the Tampa Bay Rays won the chance to play the Phillies in the World Series. They beat the Red Sox 3-1 in a tense game. Boston fans saw the chance of another storybook October comeback slip away. From member station WBUR in Boston, Kurt Dickish reports.
Danny McLaughlin watched the game at Doyle's, a 1940s-era Boston pub where black-and-white photos of city politicians and Red Sox greats hang on the walls. He was positive Boston would win. After all, he says, they were writing another magical comeback story after stunning the Rays last week with the biggest postseason comeback since 1929.
I don't know, man. It's like something with the city. It's always something weird going on to where, like, the good guys always win. You know what I mean?
But this year, someone drew a big red X through the part of the script where Boston wins. Instead of cheers, Doyle's was home to this sound of losing. This wasn't supposed to happen to a team whose recent MO is historic comebacks for a city that in this decade has won two World Series, three Super Bowls, and an NBA championship.
It's tough. Very tough.
Sox fan Tom Hooley is worried. First, the once unbeatable New England Patriots have fallen and their star quarterback is out for the season. Now the Red Sox fall short. Hooley fears Boston is losing its championship mojo.
I'm used to winning. I'm not spoiled, but I don't miss the old days of coming up short every single year.
But nearby, Rachel Brody and her husband were showing few signs of any title town trauma.
We have a strong sense of history in Boston, and the majority of our history has been losing for the last 100 years, so perhaps Boston's a little uncomfortable with winning everything. I don't know.
I disagree. I think Boston has adapted very well to winning everything.
That Boston has adapted very well to winning everything was evident just a few tables over. Literally minutes after watching the final Red Sox out, Mark Rampino was already looking forward to the chance of other championships this year.
So it's going to be great again this year, which is good. And Patriots, who knows, maybe we'll come together. It might take them 6 or 7 games. So we'll still be there, but now, you know, instead of having maybe 3 or 4 teams, might only be 1 or 2 now.
How humble, right? Well, Rampino says one thing winning has done is give Boston fans more belief than hope. When Boston fans nowadays say, wait till next year, they actually really mean it. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickish in Boston.